Craigslist.
My name's Craig, K-R-A-G-G.
Some of the loose unit callers of our show that we've thrown a segment to, Craig's List. The top three is what we're doing. And Craig, well, good morning, first of all. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm well, mate. Yourselves?
We're doing great. 10 out of 10. Tip top.
Yep, just checking in with you, man. Just seeing how you're going. And what's our top three today? What's our Craig's List?
Top three, mate. We're going to go dogs because everyone loves dogs. Ooh. Some people like cats. I only like cats on toast, but that's another issue.
What?
But, yeah, we'll go from top three dog breeds in Australia.
And what is Cats on Toast a saying for something else?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Do you remember that show, Alf?
Alf, yeah, with the alien.
Yeah, yeah. Alien life form, how they used to eat the cats, barbecue them and all of that.
Oh, I remember, I do remember Alf trying to get the cat in the microwave. That's all I really remember.
Yeah.
Do not put the cat in the microwave. That's Willy the dad. Yeah.
That's it.
All anyway.
Right. Okay, well, he's taken that from that show, and I just wanted to know more about that. But, Craig, top three dog breeds starting at number three.
Number three, mate, would have to be the Staffy. Staffy.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you for getting my dog Patch in there. I appreciate that. He's made the top three. He'll be happy to know. So,
straight up, the Staffy. Well,
yep.
I've got one called Boo Boo, so she's in there too, mate. Little English Staffy, mate. Love the little girl. She's the only woman that's never done wrong by me.
Oh, bless.
Yep. People, you know, if you don't love a Staffy, you don't know much about them, you don't own one. That's the thing.
They're human dogs.
Oh, very social dogs. They're people dogs. Just love to be around people.
They do love people. If you've got one, they are rippers. Number three, very worthy. Let's see. What number two is, Craig?
Mate, this is a little underestimated dog. He's a pretty tough little dog, and they look so evil. It's the French Bulldog.
Oh, I love a Frenchie.
I love a Frenchie too.
Love a French Bulldog. Now, they're not like a real dog, right? Like, they're a bit of a hybrid. They've been created.
Yes, yes.
But still, so super cute. We are in the market for a dog, and a French Bulldog is on our list. It's not a Craig's list. It's a Maz list, but it's on there.
They're a good dog with kids too.
Yeah, really good with the kiddos.
Not cheap, a French Bulldog.
No.
I've heard the blue ones, the grey colour ones, go for like $20,000.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're up there, so...
Same with the blue Staffies. You're paying $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for a blue Staffie.
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
And also, just on the Frenchies, though, from what I've heard, not a very practical dog. Not great at the beach. Not great with their breathing.
Yeah, sometimes they have breathing difficulties, but they're super fun.
They are cute.
They're super fun.
But see, we all know that, but we still buy them.
Yeah, well, that's exactly it. Well, the Q factor, man.
And they're gorgeous.
It outweighs everything. Let's go to number one.
And number one, here's another one with a nose full of snot that everyone loves, and I actually love them too. And that's the English Bulldog.
Oh, the English Bulldog.
Yeah.
The OG Bulldog.
That's my top dog in Australia at the moment. If you've got a spare 10 to 15 grand, you can grab one.
10 to 15? Gee, they're expensive, aren't
mate.
They?
Yeah, they can be. And so what puts it at number one for you? What ticks all the boxes, Craig?
Well, mate, they're a short, compact. They're just that ugly. They're beautiful. Like, you look at their face, hear their breathing. They snore, they snort, they fart, they burp, they carry on like Staffies, mate. But they're twice the size of a Staffy, so what's not to love?
From that description, something that's in a similar vein that really is a lot cheaper is to get a husband.
Yeah, or children.
Or children.
They have as much snot as the dogs. Yes.
And they fart, and you still love them. And it's, I mean, just have a kid.
Well, there you go. There you go. And then you've got all your other crosses in the dogs, you know, like your Cavalier Doodles and your all of those sorts of breeds.
Cavalier Doodles.
All of those.
Have you heard?
Cavalier and Maltese crosses and all of them.
Have you heard of this one, Craig? It's a Beagleier. So it's a King Charles Cavalier Cross Beagle.
No, I haven't heard that one.
Google that because that's also on the Maz list.
Well, here's one for you that I thought of with all these crossbreedings they're doing. What if you got a poodle and crossed it with a mastiff? Would you have a massive doodle then?
There it is. There he is.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, Craig. We'll leave it right there. Ripper.